Miss the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking this morning about what did you hide? There's been a painting discovered underneath a painting. They're all, why is it they're always underneath another painting? Actually, I know the answer to that as I ask it. That whole thing of, oh, I didn't like that, so they paint again.
Paint it over the top, yeah.
So, National Gallery of Victoria has discovered a Frederick McCubbin painting hidden underneath another Frederick McCubbin.
That's absolutely insane. Yeah, the guy was walking through and having a look at the paintings and noticed like a bit of an anomaly. I can't say that word.
Anomaly.
Irregularity in the...
I can't say irregularity, but I can say anomaly.
There you go. Well, opposites today. And they found something strange in the painting. He thought, that's not right. And then he looked at the x-rays again and discovered that there was this other painting behind it.
So this guy, he wanders of a night. His name is Michael Varco Cox.
I'll leave that alone.
And he's even been on Sunrise this week because, you know, he was... What did you find with your torch? Seriously, like, what... It's not a scratch and sniff, Michael. You don't go up to your Van Goghs and go, oh, I wonder if there's something underneath it.
He must have just been sort of stood there just in the middle of the night with his torch out, just looking and staring at it. It's bizarre.
That's Mr. Varco Cox to you. does get me wondering, though, do you hide stuff at home?
I do. Actually, my partner especially, years and years ago when we first started dating, we had my parents come and stay with us for a week, and my partner had bought this lovely block of chocolate, and my dad came, and my partner had been saving it, and he ate it all. My dad just ate all the chocolate.
Your dad ate all the chocolate?
Absolutely ate it. So my partner was furious. The dad went out and bought another block of chocolate.
Mr. Murphy, you dirty dog.
And then he ate that block of chocolate too.
Your dad did?
He ate two blocks of chocolate. So he ate one and then bought one to replace it and then ate that too. So now every time he comes over, my partner has to hide the chocolate from my father.
Oh, it's nice he feels comfortable enough in your house to just gobble.
Yeah, well...
does Mr. Murphy, Papa Murphy, have a favourite chocolate?
Oh, he really likes rum and raisin.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, really? You don't like rum and raisin?
Oh, my dad loved it as... Is it a dad thing? Do you like it?
Yeah, I really, really like it, yeah. Maybe it is a dad. I got the dad joke, so maybe it goes with that.
Yeah, you're channeling your inner dad.
But now I hide things from my chocolate
too. T-shirts just say daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, what else do you hide? I missed that.
Well, I hide the chocolate as well now from my partner because it seems to be the thing. Everyone gets a nice block of chocolate themselves, then someone else eats it. So we kind of hide it from one another.
Well, I don't hide food like at home. What I do, like I will have stuff that's not for consumption.
Okay.
Like not for now. So it'll be...
Like later food.
Let's say we've got people coming over on Saturday night and I've done, you know, there's something in the pantry that we wouldn't normally have. That's not for touching, but I don't hide it. And
it's just rules. You can't take... That's for special occasions.
Yeah, and my partner kind of knows. Like, if something different turns up, he's like, I wonder if he's got this planned for Saturday night. I won't touch it. Like, he's good like that. Except chips. Like, I have a chip room at home for Anna's chip challenge.
Oh, my mouth is still rank from the other day from that.
Oh, is it? Oh, did you take them home?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I ate the real Cheezels, but I didn't eat that imitation, that new chili chicken or whatever it was. Well.
Yeah, so I've just got to watch the chips don't get nibbled on. But I'm not a big hide. I don't, like, there's things I put out of reach at home. And I don't mean out of reach, like, high. I mean, like, let's say toys.
Hiding toys from your partner.
I've got, like, nephews that, I don't hide them from
my
partner.
I mean, I've got some toys I hide from my parents when they come. I don't want them to see that.
Yes, that's exactly the toys I mean. Like, if my nephews went going through cupboards, not that they do go
rocket
through
ship.
Cupboards. Yeah. What's this? It's an electric toothbrush.
No.
No. But, you know, like, so there's some things that just you just don't want people stumbling upon.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
But that's the only thing. And it's not really hiding. It's just out of reach.
So you don't hide things in, like, washing up powder boxes and that so your partner doesn't see?
No, I do want to talk to you. I came across, and I sent you a note last night, the whole concept of diversion safes. We need to talk about it.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We're talking about things you have hidden or what did you hide this morning. Slide into our DMs on Instagram, Annie and Ando, or you can text us 0427 569 949 and let us know what is it you're hiding. You don't have to tell us where it is, but we want to know. Hey, Ben.
Yes?
Scenario for you.
Okay.
God forbid something happens to your parents and you know that they've always talked to you about the nest egg that they've had hidden in the house. And I don't mean a bird's egg, I mean cash. But they never told you where it was.
Oh.
You go over to their house, obviously after a beautiful service, and you go, where's that cash? Where would you look first?
Oh, God, I probably look in their old VHSs, I reckon. They know that no one goes near the old VHSs anymore. They've still got, like, bucket loads of them. They've got no, you know, equipment to play it, but I reckon there'd be some hidden in there.
In a VHS packet.
Yep, yep, hidden
that,
in there.
That is one of the advices that I've read that actually says a place to hide it. But I instantly went, you'd know instantly, like,
VHS. People don't seem to check it anymore, so I think it's a pretty safe thing. Or if it was my mum hiding it from my father, I reckon she'd probably hide it somewhere in the laundry. So I don't think my dad even
laundry
knows
powder.
I have one.
Laundry powder bucket, or like a
yeah,
box.
Yeah,
like
if you've got a box there, shove it down the bottom. No one's going to put their hand in it.
So then if you were looking, would it be an old brand? You know, like, or would they keep changing the laundry box to keep the brand up to date? Because you go, oh, they haven't made Lux Flakes for 20 years. It must be that box.
Actually, that's very true. My parents probably, the old bottom of the old Vegemite or something like that, something really like, or peanut butter. People have, like, wrapped money up inside of plastic bags and put them inside peanut butter.
Oh.
Because you open it up and, you know, no one...
That's not going to be enough as a nest egg, though.
No,
if she's it looks like she's been to one of those big wholesalers. There's a room of Vegemite. Back to the VHS. What if you discovered a special mum and dad video?
Oh, gosh. Oh, have you ever, slightly off topic, have you ever accidentally seen, you know, your parents?
No, they didn't.
I don't even know why dad sent the link in the first place.
Oh. Terrible. Speaking of hiding cash and things, I discovered, and I'd never heard the term diversion safe. Had you?
No.
Amazon has pages upon pages of diversion safes. What they are essentially is everyday items that have concealment pockets things. So there's the photo frame, the stash cash photo frame. There's the
and then these are things that have little hiding areas within them.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's the fake whole kernel corn can safe. $15.99, mate.
Oh, wow.
You could put stuff in it. It doesn't look like a brand that we can get in Australia.
So it's sort of sealed on top, but then you have like
a screw-in false bottom.
Wow.
You can also get tyre shine.
Okay.
A can of aerosol tyre shine that screws out, and then there's a hidden waterproof.
Of course, because you wouldn't think to look inside the bottom of something like that.
No. You can get a Real Pages Holy Bible Portable Diversion Book Safe, $25.99.
Wow, the Bible hides lots of things.
Also, though, there's a hanger diversion safe bag. So imagine a coat hanger that looks like it's got a T-shirt or something on it, but it's not a T-shirt. It's got all these hidden pockets in it.
Ah, put it in the back of the closet. Maybe my partner's got one of that, because I've often gone past and I've seen my partner in the back of the closet and he's fiddling around. I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, Narnia business.
What?
Narnia business. Narnia? In the back of the closet.
That got so lost on me.
So never. Oh,
my little brain just didn't
it's
get
early.
It. I thought you were going to say he couldn't speak because you'd put that special red ball in his mouth with the straps around his head. 21 minutes past 6, 13 degrees and a beautiful forecast of 29 for Melbourne Town today. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
We play this, I was going to say game, no, we take this really seriously. Part of our responsibility in this job is to respond to our listeners. And
of course.
We have this segment called Ask Annie and Ando Anything. This is where we get our producer, Judd, boss man, on the line, and he gets to delve into our box. We don't get to pick, and we have to, on air, live, respond. This is not rehearsed.
You
haven't heard it before, as you're looking quite worried.
Yeah, I hope it's nothing too personal.
Well, let's see if he's there. Good morning, Judd.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, buddy, really? Well, have you been listening to our new co-host?
I have. I've been wowed. I've been gobsmacked. I think Annie's worried about her job security right now.
She's hit TV. I don't reckon she's going to come back. I'm really... We're talking to her later this morning, and I'm really worried she's not going to come back.
Discover the glitz now?
Oh, she's been doing Shepparton.
Oh, wow, beautiful Shepparton.
Beautiful Shepparton wineries, big strawberries. She's going to come back a bit chunky, I think. She's been gobbling.
Oh, fair. I would too. A bit of SPC up there.
Oh, yeah. Is that still open or is it shut down? It always gets shut down, open, shut down.
I think
open.
I got the can.
There's some dad jokes I need to talk to you about, Judd, but we'll talk off air, okay? Hey, what have you got for us in our box this morning?
This is a question one of the rare questions we get where I wish I had more information. It's going to take a little bit of imagination.
Okay. Oh, I love that.
It comes from a listener called Ellie.
Ellie.
Hey, Ellie.
Ellie.
Good morning, Ellie.
She writes, hi, Annie and Ando. You have to forgive her. She didn't know. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Ben.
Hi, Annie and Ando.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing, so please be gentle. I'm dating someone new, and they have piercings in bits I'm really not used to. Am I being a prude here? Is it weird for me to not like it? Can I ask them to take it out? Lots of love, Ellie. She doesn't mention which body parts are being pierced at this point.
Where?
Is it the nose? Is it something south of the border?
Belly button,
I'm not
maybe?
Sure.
Well,
where do we stand on piercings? And can you ask a new partner to take out piercings? Is that too much?
I'm guessing that it's south of the border. Only because why would a nose piercing or a belly button piercing get in the way of perhaps intimacy or new getting to know each other better?
You can just not like it. I mean, you know those ones that.
Oh,
make
so you're
it look
trying
like
to change? Yeah, it's like don't like wear green; it doesn't suit you.
Well, if that's the case, it's a bit early in the relationship
yes.
to be like so controlling something. Going, oh, I don't yeah. like that. Change for me. Change for me.
If you're wanting them to change that already, though, let's assume for a moment that the piercings are south of the border. First of all, Ellie. The Dental Association of Australia would like to point out, not really, but I would, don't chip your teeth on them.
Yeah, oh, you've got to be careful.
You've got to be careful. You don't want to chip your teeth on a metal piercing.
Would it be awkward going to, like, the airport or something and going through security and alarms going off and having to explain?
Oh, it depends how thick the gauge is, apparently.
Okay, there you go.
Because if it's a real thick gauged...
If you had a piercing, would you have a thick one?
Yeah, it'd have to. It's got to be perspective.
Well, you've got to be able to see it.
Correct. You'd want it balanced. Back to Ellie. Ellie, it's also, like, let's say...
I'd be open to it. I think it's, you know, give it a go. Try and put it aside. Try it and see if you can get past it first. And if, you know, in a couple of weeks' time it's not for you, maybe then bridge it up. But I think it's too early to be saying anything.
The other thing, yeah, if you take it out or ask them to take it out and they do, then isn't that like an open wound?
Yeah, there's got to be like
safety here, Ellie.
Having extra holes in
your body.
Well, the
thing is, you know those like old metal heads that used to stretch out their ears with, you know, the huge holes and now...
You mean Native Africans?
That just fits there?
The ritual of Native Africans, are you meaning? Are you being a bit culturally insensitive?
Like, it used to be a thing when I was in school that you would... stretch out your earlobes.
That's right, and they put those little things in and they just keep getting bigger and bigger in their ears until all of a sudden they have these massive big gaping holes in their ears.
Oh, one of my favourite shows is Botched.
Yes.
And I'm sure somebody came in to get their big gaping holes in their ears reconstructed.
And they had to get it, yeah, and the blood vessel flows through and it can, if it's not done properly, the bottom of your earlobe can fall off. So they have to do all this...
Yeah, and they like lift the nipples up to the ears and rearrange the face like a facelift. Back to Ellie.
Go
ahead. Right, Ellie. Some people find...
Just get over yourself, Ellie.
No,
just
but some people find... some. If Let's still go with the south of the border thing, because otherwise, why are they asking? Some people find piercings really erotic. I said the E word. And so, Ellie, you might just not be into them. And so that might be part... You know, like if you... When you're dating, you meet someone that's into a fetish or not even a fetish, but some sort of act that you just go, I don't think we're going to gel. There's a piece of... this chemistry that's just not doing it for me. Ellie, if it turns you off, then how does that actually rev up? Like,
I think something as small as a piercing, though, is turning you off someone. Maybe the person, you don't like them enough.
But in intimacy, though, if you... It's a bit... All right, let me... Can I share? Judd, can I give a bit of personal...
Oh, God, is this... Yep, go ahead, please.
It's not unknown to most people that I know and our listeners that I like a hairy man. I don't have chest hair. I love chest hair, even a fuzzy butt. Anyway,
yeah.
If I was to be intimate with a dude and discover that they've shaved all over, that's a deal breaker. It turns me off.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's like bleh, like yes. Nah. Too much. Is that too much information? Should I rewind and not play it?
No.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that. So
you know this is live, Ando, right?
Yeah,
you know
I do.
This is live.
I do, because I can see the inbox exploding based on my overshare there about people shaving. Yeah, Ellie, decide if it's a turn off, get out, and with respect. But I don't think you can ask them to take it out. They've gone to a lot of effort and pain getting those things put in their body.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addy and Ando every morning on Joy.
And you're back with Annie and Ando with me, Ben Murphy, filling in for Annie all this week.
Oh, it's so exciting. Well, it's exciting, but I can't be too excited because otherwise I'll pay for it when she comes back.
Now, this morning we're talking about the things that have been hidden because of the NGV painting. They found a hidden painting there. But I want to know, Ando, have you ever been caught out or in trouble for hiding anything? Now, because of lockdown, my partner and I have been home quite a lot lately, and I got in big trouble. My hubby found out that I'd been cheating after he found all the letters that that I'd been hiding.
What letters?
Well, he was so mad that he said, "That's it, I'm never playing Scrabble again."
I thought you were going to say that guy named Bill that keeps writing to you. He writes to me far too often.
No, but have you ever hidden anything and someone's found out and gone, Ando, what's this?
No, I don't think... I'm pretty good at my hiding spot. Like, it'd be birthday presents and Christmas presents that you're hiding from someone special.
Yeah, just trying to keep it a bit of a secret.
Yeah, I... this is going to make me sound like a knob more than normal. I, for my partner's 50th birthday, bought him a car.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
like a little matchbox?
No, it's an antique vintage car, collectible car that he has always said that he liked. And I had to lie. So I found, there's one or two of these cars for sale every three or 4 years.
Oh, you're breaking it in.
No,
a car, look at
that. No. So I found one in Perth. So I lied and said I had a business meeting over in Perth, which I used to be on a plane
sometimes happens,
four times a week. So it was not unusual for me to say, I've got a meeting over in Perth. So I flew to Perth, checked out the car, decided to buy it, had it shipped to had it trucked over to Melbourne, train and truck, and then in a mechanics, because I wanted them to just completely service it and have it rigidige and perfect, I said to the mechanic, can I leave it here for 6 months? He's like, what do you mean? I said, can I just leave
at the mechanics?
At the mechanics.
Wow. Okay.
So the mechanic hung on to the car. And the mechanic had a reputation of being a bit slow, very good but slow. So it was great because I just only had to hassle him in the last coming weeks. Then decided to, I thought I can't bring it home. So I'd go check out in this car, see the mechanic. Then actually on his birthday, we went out for dinner at the casino.
Yep.
And had organised with the manager at Crown to have the car parked at the front in the valet section where all the Ferraris and the Maseratis and all of the beautiful cars are. There's this little tiny collectible. And so we had dinner and it was crappy because I wasn't drinking. Not crappy because I wasn't drinking, but he's getting chowed out of wine.
He's having a good night.
And I'm going, come on, let's go. He's like, oh. And then so we walk out the casino and to get a cab.
And he sees the car of his dreams.
And, well... he's looking at all the beautiful cars. They actually often do. Like and he likes Maseratis and Ferraris, and it definitely wasn't one of those. And then I go, look. And he goes, oh, my God. And I said, come on, let's jump in. And
you can't do that. This isn't our car.
He's like, oh. And I think he was thinking that I'd hired it. Yeah. So I go, no, but it's yours. Happy birthday. And he's like, and he burst into tears. So then it was embarrassing. I'm like, get in the car. He goes, you can't drive. You've been drinking. I said, I've sat on one glass of wine all night long while you've polished off that entire bottle and some cognac and some. And, yeah, so I hid that whole... And I did tell my best mate about it when I bought it because I couldn't talk to people about it.
And it's frustrating trying to hide a secret like that, isn't it? It's so exciting. But it turns out that sometimes, I guess, hiding things is really helpful.
Yeah, well, what do you mean? If it's nice, if it's a good thing, it's a beautiful thing. It's not always all evil, I don't think.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
This morning we have been talking about hiding.
Yes.
And someone that's hiding at the moment is my beautiful co-host, Annie Louie, but we have her on the line. Good morning, Annie.
I'm on the run. Good morning. I've escaped radio.
For television,
in the glamorous world of showbiz.
What are you up to?
I'm currently in Glen Rowan, the
Ned
most
Kelly.
Famous place where Ned Kelly was. Yeah, he was had his last stand.
Wow.
That sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Is it much like memorabilia and stuff there?
There is. There's the giant Ned Kelly, the big Ned Kelly.
Okay.
You were seeing so many big things. You're in Shepparton. You're in beautiful Shepparton, Sunraysia area, is it? I don't know what municipality it is out there, but yes, beautiful Shepparton yesterday and the day before.
Shepparton the day before, and turns out they've got a big KFC bucket there, which is...
Okay, I saw it on your socials. So, at Annie Louie, if you want to check this out, the giant KFC bucket in the middle of a paddock is like a mirage.
I know. The sunset was really beautiful, but it turns out this guy had bought a piece of land and he wanted to do it over, but they had a KFC there. And then he was like, I'm just going to leave the bucket because it's huge. And then suddenly became a tourist attraction. That's it.
I've got a different story, mate. I think this
you know
how like folklore changes. Apparently,
yes.
he's a franchisee. He owned three KFCs, and one of them did close down, and it wasn't at that location. And on the roof was this massive. It's a bit like the prawn. It's like the prawn in Ballina. There was the big bucket, and he's like, "Oh, bugger that! I'm going to take that with me." And he pops it in
You might be right. He just tucked it under his arm and put it down.
Pops it in one of the family paddocks, and suddenly it becomes. That was 10 years ago.
Wow.
Don't know what's real.
Okay.
But,
yeah, or tick that off. But the big strawberry was really good, Ando. And
was it?
Then we had a show last week about big things. And the strawberry, like, it was a beautiful day. There's a playground there. And I got to say, I highly recommend. There's even a gift shop there full of jams. And a lady.
No, really?
Or raspberry jam, they're not strawberries.
They should have come to us for the marketing. We could have come up with that.
Something better.
But they also sold back scratchers. And the quote of the day yesterday was this woman turning to her husband very sincerely going, "Do you want a big strawberry back scratcher, love?" He declined. Very sad.
No, Carol, I've already got one. Okay, so
yeah, everybody on the trip, you can't go wrong if you just guess Sharon or Don for the name.
Oh, wow. You said there was this particular criteria last Friday when we were talking about these big attractions. You said the true test of whether it's good or not is, can you go inside it? Could you go inside the strawberry?
True. You can't.
Oh, Annie, like that's incorrect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Got to give that one the thumbs down. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a no to the big strawberry.
If you can crawl inside a prawn, surely you can crawl inside a strawberry.
No, look at the eyes in the prawn, I think. Go right up.
Not legally.
No way. Not legally. Maybe if you work for the big green shed. I managed to sneak the big green shed into one of the pieces yesterday as well. At the cactus farm, they had a big gift shop, and I'm like, what's so special about these? Why can't you just get these at the big green shed?
I don't think that's going to make the cut. Hey, speaking of making the cut, I'm okay if you'd like to date that tall dude from the cactus farm that I saw on your socials.
Yes.
He's a bit lean, but big.
A little bit of love. With that guy.
Did you pass him?
Behind a big cactus.
No.
Sounds like a prickly situation.
I can hear blush.
Yeah.
I can hear blush in your voice, Annie Louie.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm at the Glen Rowan Motel. Everybody's got a bit of brush here.
Hey, thank you so much. Are you going to come back next week and see me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Sorry, Ben.
Oh, it's all right. I'll keep the seat warm for you.
Dig your heels in. Grow roots. I don't mind. We need a third member permanently, I reckon.
His heels are much prettier than yours. Anyway.
Oh, of course. I heard you dissing my footwear on Monday. Don't appreciate it.
You should have heard him off air. Wow.
You're listening. I said she won't be up. She'll only listen to Chip Challenge to see if she wins, if Ben's as bad as she is. All right,
How did you go then?
I got one of them right. The other one, it was just revolting.
All right. See you Monday, buddy. Travel safe.
All the best. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.
6 minutes to 7, 14 degrees and a forecast top of a beautiful 29 degrees here in Melbourne. Ben Murphy.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're talking about inappropriate comments. I am so guilty of inappropriate comments.
Just commenting and saying, when's the baby due and the lady's not due?
Even more, because I'm grubby, can be grubby. Just people, like, if people don't know me well enough, they'll go, "Oh, you sleaze."
This guy's a bit creepy.
Yeah, but if they know me, they go, "Oh, he's just being flirty, but it's harmless." Well, no, it's only harmless because no, it's only harmless. So I sometimes can say inappropriate things without meaning to, which is not good when you're on radio.
Yeah, you're just trying to compliment people and it's just coming out the wrong way.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. Slide into our DMs, Annie and Ando, and let us know what's your thoughts on inappropriate comments. Make sure you stick around for the Murphys. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning.
Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.